Okay, so tonight's daf, we're on daf Pei Daled tonight. Pei Daled. I should have mentioned that last night's daf was sponsored by Judy Weinberger on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of her mother, Sara Leah Bat Yecheskel. So last night's daf was L'Ilu Neshama of Sara Leah Bat Yecheskel, the form of bracha. All right, we're on daf Pei Daled Amud Aleph, the second line. So we spoke in the Mishnah that according to the Tana Reb Lezer, if a person says you're muter to everybody except for Reuven, so according to the Tana Reb Lezer, that's a good get, but according to Chachamim, it's not a good get. Okay, so the second line of Pei Daled Manalev, Tana Rabbanan, this is the opposite. The man gives, and the get is written appropriately when he gives the get to the wife, he says, this get is yours on condition that you marry Reuven. Here, before was you should marry Reuven, now you marry Reuven. So the Braisa says, we don't understand this Braisa, and we must be patient. And we'll hold off with questions for the next 20 lines. Harezulo tina say, so she should not get married, it's not clear to whom. And if she does get married, she shouldn't leave the person, we don't know for whom. So my Amar, so the Gemara says, what does the Tana of the Braisa mean? So Amar Rav Nachman Hachi Kamar, Rav Nachman says, this is what it means. Harezulo tina say lo, that she shouldn't marry. In other words, he says, this is your get on condition that you marry Reuven. So Rav Nachman says she should not marry Reuven. In other words, he says, on condition you marry Reuven, she should not marry Reuven. Shema Yomru and Yashem Notni Bavatana. People shouldn't think, you know, this like you trade wives, you know, like in other words, here I'm, you know, it's like baseball cards, you know, here I don't want her, you'll be yours, that type of thing. So he says here, V'imniseit la'acher lo teitzei. But if she marries someone else other than Reuven, she doesn't have to leave that person. So the Gemara says, "What does this mean?" In other words, it's gzeira d'rabbanan that she shouldn't marry the person that he said you should marry, but because of that, we're going to let her marry somebody else and be matir and ish lama. In other words, he says you're divorced. He says, I'm not on condition that you marry Ploni. So it sounds like if she marries somebody else, she's not divorced. So because we don't like it that, you know, people are trading and assigning women, so because of that, we're going to let her marry somebody else.
No,
And
no, no. You get it. We're close enough to say.
I'm sorry. What's the problem? Okay. Right. Okay. So he says, "Shirina." So now Tosas points out that in the Hava Mina, I think that Rav Nachman holds that where it's working with the idea of mafkinah l'kiddushin mineh. We think that Rav Nachman holds that the chachamim are totally mevatel for original kiddushin. So he says, "Ella Amar Rav Nachman hachi kamar." Around line 10 on Pei Daled, nice to have you, Mayor. He says, "Ella Amar Rav Nachman hachi kamar." Harezulo tina say lo, she shouldn't marry Reuven. That was the one he that in other words, she was married to Yaakov. Yaakov says, this is your get on condition that you marry Reuven. So the first pshat was she shouldn't marry Reuven, but she should marry somebody else. And but so how could that be? But in other words, if he said that the get is only on condition that you marry Reuven, then how can we let her marry somebody else? So rather, Rav Nachman's revised opinion is Hakimar raised below Tina say lo, she shouldn't marry Reuven. We shouldn't think people like are trading wives instead of the other. Vimni seit lo, but if she disregarded that prohibition and did marry Reuven, lo teitzei yimishum gzeira lo mafkina. In other words, so he says this is your get on condition marry Reuven. She shouldn't marry Reuven because and that when that's okay. She shouldn't marry Reuven because that's, you know, violates the gzeira. We don't want people to think that women are being traded. But if she did marry Reuven, we're not going to, you know, force her to leave Reuven. So that's Rav Nachman's pshat in the Braisa. So Amarle Rava. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, "Lo hud lo tinasei." The implication of your understanding of the Braisa is that she should not marry Reuven, halacher tinasei, but she should marry someone else. That's what it sounds like. But by kumilatana, but how could that be? She has to fulfill the condition of the get. V'chitema efshar d'mitzvayom u'megarshal machar u'mekayin latana. Maybe say like this: look, it's a tanai who is your divorce from me if you do A, B, or C. So is your divorce from me if you do A? So there's nothing that prevents her later down the pike from fulfilling that tanai. So maybe she'll marry, you know, she'll marry Moshe today, and then later on she'll marry Reuven and she'll fulfill it tanai. We'll have to plegale the Rav Yehuda kamadamitle. And maybe you, Rav Nachman, are associating this with your opinion that you had when you argued with Rav Yehuda. The Itmar, because it was stated, Konam eini b'shena hayom imichal namachar. If a person makes a neder that he's forbidden to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So if he sleeps tomorrow, he can't sleep today. He says, Am Rav Yehuda al yishana yom shemichal namachar. So Rav Yehuda says, he shouldn't sleep today because maybe he'll sleep tomorrow and then it'll come out that he violated the neder. So again, the neder is he's not allowed to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow, according to Rav Nachman, so I better stay away from sleeping today. And that was according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman Amar, Yishan Ayom, Bein Choshen Shem Yishan Lamachar. Rav Nachman says, you know, Zorknish, let him sleep today. I'm not worried he's going to sleep tomorrow. In other words, he'll stay up. So maybe he's saying the same thing, that here, that he gave her the get on condition that you marry Reuven, but it doesn't say when she'll marry Reuven. So maybe the pshat is she can marry Moshe today, and then 5 or 10 years she'll marry Reuven, and no harm, no foul. That's what we think. That's what we think the malach would be, according to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Hachi hashta, how can you compare the two cases between the Darim and here? Hatam, v'didei kaima, dibay mavriz nafshe b'silvata. Over below Naim, when it comes to sleeping, the person isn't totally in control of the situation. In other words, if he's concerned that, he says, imishan machar, he can't sleep tomorrow, so he could take like a thorn and stick it in his side, you know, and it has a way to keep himself up. In other words, but there's a way to him to control the situation and assure himself that the neder is not invoked. Here, is she in control of the case? In other words, she'll marry Moshe today, she'll marry Reuven tomorrow. But does she control who divorces her, when they divorce her? So how can we ever say, go ahead and do something like that? In other words, maybe this Moshe, right, maybe Moshe won't want to divorce her. So Elamar Rabba, so Rabba's shot in the Brice is as follows. Arezo lo tinase lo lo v'lo la acher. That she should not, in other words, he gives a divorce on condition he marry Reuven. She should not marry Reuven, and she should not marry anybody else either. Lo, lo, tina say, shami yomru nishtem not nim lebatana. She shouldn't marry Reuven, because we don't want people to say that maybe, you know, people like trading, and here's my wife, this, that, the other. He says, la acher lo tina say, and she shouldn't marry somebody else, the bai kumi le tana, because she has to make sure the tana is fulfilled. The tana is that she marry Reuven. Vimni seit lo, but, if she did marry, if she did marry Reuven, lo teitzei. We don't force her to leave Reuven. Divshum gzeirin lomafkinan, lomafkinan. But if she married laacher teitzei. But if she married somebody else, then we would force her to leave him. Dibaya lekumei tana, because she has to fulfill the tana in the get. So let's go slowly with this. So the Gemara is saying, again, we had in the Braisa that if a man gives his wife a get on condition she marry Reuven, so he can make whatever tanai he wants. So the Braisa says, Harezu lo tina say, she shouldn't get married, we don't know who or what. And he says, Bimnisei lo te say, if she does get married, she doesn't have to leave. So Rava's pshat in the Braisa is, she shouldn't get married to Reuven, because we don't want people to think that they're being traded, and she shouldn't get married to anybody else either, because there's a tanai that's connected with this. But if she did marry Reuven, then lo teitzei, then she doesn't have to leave Reuven. We're going to leave her alone. But if she married somebody else, then we would force her to be yotzei, because she has to fulfill that tanai. Now, if she married somebody else, in other words, it means that it's really she wasn't divorced. If he divorces her, yeah. He says, so Tani Kvati the Rava, we learn a Bryce that supports Rava. The Bryce says, Arezu lo tina se lo lo vla acher, shouldn't marry anybody. Vimni se lo lo te say, if she marries him, Reuven, she has to leave. La acher, and she could stay. La acher te say, if somebody else, then she should leave. Okay, well, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, and we'll do the review for you. 1 minute. Please. 1 second. Right. Okay. All right. So, all right. So again, I'm just repeating again, Ruth. Okay. Ruth, you listening? Okay. So we were talking about a person who gives a get with a condition attached to it. He says, this is your get on condition that you marry Reuven. So that's a valid condition. So, but the Gemara says on a Rabbanan level, she should not marry Reuven. Because we don't want people, it's like pasnish, that people like, sort of like, you know, like people think, you know, they're trading or whatever, my wife can marry this, that, the other, so she shouldn't marry Reuven. And then the Gemara says she shouldn't marry somebody else either, because she has to fulfill the condition in order to be divorced. And the condition is she's got to marry Reuven. But if she does marry Reuven, she violates the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, then we leave her alone. But if she marries somebody else, we force her to leave that somebody else. Because she can't marry anybody until the condition is fulfilled. Okay, who's in questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we said so far?
Reuven.
Right.
Then gets divorced, she's free to.
Right, and then she's fine, right? Okay, Michael said if she marries Reuven and gets divorced, she's free for the world. The answer is yes. Now, what else? Anything else? Okay. All right, let's see further. All right, so we're at the two dots, midway down the column on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? So, okay, again, we're talking about conditions with Gittin. That's the topic today, conditions with Gittin. So Tan Rabbanan, Areza Gitech Amanash Tali L'Rakia. Man says to his wife, this is your get on condition you go to the heavens. Obviously, it's like impossibility of performance. Amanash Tiri L'Tom, on condition you go down to the depths of the sea. It's interesting. Today, you could do some of those things. Depends what you mean. Like they got like that those submersibles, and they got, you know, like spacecraft. But all right, yeah. The last one didn't. Okay, he says Amanash Tibli Kanishal Arba Amot, on condition that you swallow a reed that's Dalet Amot, 6 feet long. You know, it's difficult. Amanash Tibli Kanaben Mea Amot, condition that you bring me a reed that's 100 Amot long. So the Gemara, Amenashtav, Rira Yama Gadobra Aglayach, on condition that you walk across the Mediterranean, ain't no get. So the Tanakhama says that none of them, it's not a get. In other words, since it's impossible to perform, so therefore she's not divorced. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer Kazeget. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she is divorced. In other words, we're going to take like our eraser or pen and cross out the condition, and she is divorced. I mean, it's really a statement he made, but that's what it's
right.
It's a statement he makes, right? He says, Klalamar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So this is still part of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema had this overarching principle, called tonight, she have showed the Kaimo Basofo. If there's a sign that you can't fulfill under any circumstances, but nevertheless, the husband, you know, states that condition, he's just trying to push her up, he's trying to torment the wife. He doesn't really have any expectation that the Tanai will be enforced, the Kasher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, so again, let's go slowly with this. So we have where the husband makes an impossible condition and attaches it to the get. So the Chachamim say impossible condition is not a get. She can't fulfill it, not a get. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, no, he doesn't really intend that it should be a binding condition. He just likes to torment her, that she will mistakenly think it's a condition, but it's really not a condition, and she is divorced. Okay, that's the machlok between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So, this we did. Okay, now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So Rav says, Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So it is a good get. So Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Manith Nami Dekam, Nachman Yitzchak said we could deduce this from a careful reading of our Mishnah, or from the careful reading of the Braisa. He says, "The Katani Kosha Efshal Kaimo Besofo Binal Beschilato Sno Kayam." That I'm sorry, this is a Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia. I didn't say right. In other words, a careful reading in the Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia. The Mishnah says over there, "Kosha Efshal Kaimo Besofo." that if you could fulfill the condition, the person made a tanai initially, it's a valid tanai. From there, we could deduce ha'yevshar, that if it's impossible to fulfill this, tano batel, the tanai is batel, shmamina. So from here, we could deduce that way. Okay? So again, so we had the chachamim, we had Rabbi Yudim and Tema. So the halakha follows Rabbi Yudim and Tema. Let's focus on him. And Tema says, if a man states, this is your get, coupled with an impossible condition, impossible to perform, so the condition falls by the wayside and she's divorced. That's what Rabbi Yudim and Tema says. Now, 10 lines from the bottom. What if a person says, this is your get, on condition that you eat, you know, pork, you eat panzer? What's the halacha? Is that like, on the one hand, is it like impossible to perform? She could eat it physically. It's not impossible to eat it, but halachically she can't eat it. So how do I touch that? So he says here, Amar Abaye hihi. So Abaye says, that's the same thing as the Mishnah. In other words, according to Rabbi Yudim and Tema, she would be divorced. The husband is just trying to torment her, but he doesn't expect her to fulfill that request or that condition, so she's divorced. Rav Amar, Epshar da'achla v'lakya. Rav says, no, it's a tanai, but the tanai is binding. In other words, it's a get on tanai. She has to fulfill the tanai, because she could eat the chazer and get malkot. But that's her decision whether to eat it or not. So the Gemara says, La'abaye klala tui basar chazir. So there's a rule of the rule of construction in the Braisa, which is klal amar. He said like a general rule. That was what Yehuda ben Matthema said in the Braisa. If it's something that is impossible to perform, he's just like trying to torment her. So Labaye klala to be basar chazir. So Abaye says basar chazir is in the same category as going to the rakia, going down to the tahom. So klal includes the case of basar chazir. L'rava kizel miuti basar chazir. Rava, on the other hand, would look at the brisa and focus on a different line of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, kizeget. He said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, if you have like an impossible performance, he says, because I get, that's a get. So according to Rava, it says, means that the tanai will be in full force and effect. Okay, so again, if a man gives a get to his wife, he says, this is your get on condition that we eat the chazer. So according to Abaye, that's the same as Yehuda ben Tema's case. It falls by the wayside, the condition does, and she's divorced. And according to Rava, no, it's a binding condition because she could eat the basar chazir, but she get malchut. So Meife. So now we ask Akasha, he says from the following braisa, Areza Giteich Amanach Tabal Lila Ploni. This is your get on condition that you have intimate relations with Ploni, with Reuven. If Kayim Atanai Areza get, if the condition fulfilled, that's a get. Bimla Beno get. In other words, the condition, it's kind of an odious condition, but if the condition is fulfilled, she's divorced. Otherwise, not. But it's a binding condition. Amenach lo tiba ali le abu labich, on condition that you don't have relations with my father or your father, in choshen shemanibalalahen. We're going to take it that she's divorced. We're not afraid she had relations with him. Now, ve'ilu amenach tiba ali le abu labich lo katani. So, but the Tana doesn't teach me the case on condition that you have relations with my father or your father. So according to Baye, I understand why he doesn't mention. In other words, that's impossibility. In other words, so it falls by the wayside. He says, L'rava kasha, but according to Rava, since even if you have something that involves an Aveira, so the Tana should teach me that case. So Amalak Rava, Mishleim Basar Chazir, Esher Da'achla V'lachya. So Rava says, look, when it comes to pork, she could even get malkot. Ploni nami efshar b'shach the beva mona. He says on condition you have relations with Ploni, so maybe she'll pay money to Ploni and she'll have a night with him, or he'll marry her. Here's $1 million. You know, I'll marry you. It'll be good. Ela abba b'avich b'dita kaima. He says, but if I say here's your get on condition you have relations with my father or your father, is that dependent on her? Nidi iav the isura. Even if she luyatsur would be willing to do this isur, which is terrible isur, but even assuming that to be the case, who says that they'd be willing to do an isur? In other words, he wants to say, so in other words, let's say the idea is like this. According to Rava, if the husband has a condition and the condition involves violating the Torah, it's a binding condition. But according to Rava, why is it that the Tana doesn't have the condition? This is your get on condition that you have relations with my father or your father. From the fact that the Tana leaves that out, this Braisa makes me think that it falls by the wayside like a Baye. See, in other words, if he says this is your get on condition you have relations with my father or your father, why does the Tana not teach me that according to Rava, that it's a binding Tanai? So the fact that he doesn't say that, it sounds like it's like a Baye. It's not a Baye tonight. So Gemara says, Rabbi will say, look, like, even if she, let's say she says, eat Basar Chazir. So she could eat Basar Chazir. It's an Avera, but she could eat Basar Chazir. Let's say you say, on condition that has relations with Ploni. So I'll take $1 million, say, Ploni, you want to have relations with me? No. You want to marry me for $1 million? Okay, in other words, she could do it. But if I say, have relations with my father or your father, who says my father or your father would even be willing to do such a thing? In other words, it's such an incestuous, hideous type of relationship that it is impossible to get anybody to do it. Even if she's willing, nobody would want to do it with her. So he says, now, Lurava Klal Latu Yaba Biavit. So now in the Braisa, when it says Klalamar Yudabentema, that includes Abba Babik. In other words, according to Rava, if she says this is your get on condition you have relations with my father, your father, yeah, that falls under Yud Ben Tema's cloud. If it's impossible, it falls by the wayside. Rabbi will hold by that. By Abba B, he agrees with that. But he says Kazeh get, like this way is a get. Lemiuti Basar Chazir. That comes to exclude the case of Basar Chazir. In other words, by Basar Chazir, there was Yud Ben Tema said. He says, "Kazeh get." That was where the Tanai was impossible to fulfill. He says, "A get." So according to Rava, the Mut Pesar Chazir, it is a get, but she has to do the Tanai. La Abaye, turn page. La Abaye, Klal La Tu Pesar Chazir. According to Abaye, Pesar Chazir is the impossibility of performance, and it's the Klal Kazeh Lemiuti Ploni. Kazeh is Lemiuti Ploni. In other words, Kazeh is a Miut. In other words, Kazeh is saying it's not like this. It was Kazeh get, but somebody else not. So he's saying Kazeh is Lamuti Basar Chazir, that it is a valid condition. So according to Baye, he says Kazeh Lamuti Ploni. If I say have relations with Ploni, so according to Baye, that is indeed a binding condition. All right, now let me just do a little bit more and then I'll pause. Okay, Meitvei, we ask Shaila. Now, this is going to be Akasha, I think, directly against Abaye. Meipe. Now, this Braisa looks like it's on all fours, what we discussed. This is your get on condition that you eat Basar Chazir, which is what we were just discussing. You might tell Zara, and if the woman was a non-Kohen, Amanach Tokli Betruma. This is your get on condition that you eat Truma. Obviously, they both involve an Abeiro. You might tell Nazira, and if she was a Nazira, this is on condition that you drink wine. So in other words, the husband is saying, this is your get, on condition that you violate these halakhot, as appropriate for each one. So it's a binding tanai. So if the woman wants to do whatever she needs to do, then she's divorced. So the Rava Nicha. So Rava, this Bryce is on all fours with Rava. Rava is fine. La Baye Kasha, but according to Baye, Abaye is now in Gahak Tzuris. Because Abaye, again, we're working within the opinion of Yehuda ben Tema. Yehuda ben Tema said, if it's something that's totally impossible, it falls by the wayside. But within Yehuda ben Tema, Abaye said, but asking to do an Avera is in the same thing. Asking to do an Avera is also impossible. So Mela, it falls by the wayside, according to Abaye. But here the Braisa says that no, it's a binding Tanai, so it's a kasha. So Amar Lach Abaye, so Abaye would say to you, Misavrit Divriya Kolhi, what makes you think that this Braisa is a libet to everybody? Hamani Rabbanani, he says, this Braisa, I think, is going like the Chamim who are mechulak with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So the Chachamim held in the Braisa that if something is totally impossible, then it's not even a get. But if it's something that, you know, would be in the realm of possibility, so then the Chachamim will hold that indeed if you have to fill it tonight. Okay, so Adkan, let me just pause for a second. Let's digest a little bit what we did, okay, and take it down. All right. So we're talking about different stipulations with a get. So we got into if the stipulation is impossible to perform, so then we had the machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Chachamim say, if it's totally impossible to perform, it's not a get. The get's zero. And Yehuda ben Tema says, no, the get falls by the wayside. I mean, the tanai falls by the wayside, and it is a get. That was that you sowed. Then we got into the sort of grayer area. What if a man says, this is your get, on condition you violate a certain aveira, like you have kazer. So Abaye said, that's the same case that Yehuda ben Tema was discussing. Impossible. It is also impossible. It was halachically impossible. So Mela, we're going to scratch off the condition and she's divorced. And Rabbi says, no, it is possible to perform and she'll violate, she'll get malko, but it is possible. That's that you saw. Then we quoted a brisa that seemed to be on all fours with Rabbi against Abaye. If he gave her get on condition that she eats basar chazir, so it says she has to eat the chazir and then she's divorced. So that's not looking good for Abaye. So we said, yeah, Abaye would say to you, what makes you think that that's a libet kuliyama? I think Abaye said, I think my pshat within Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema is 100% accurate, but within the sheet of the Chachamim would say, if he says that this is your get on condition that you eat chazer, then I think the Chachamim would say, yeah, that is a binding tanai, and Mela, then that would be the way that would go. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
I have a question.
All right, 1 second, Ruth. I have Yosef here. I'll come to you in a minute.
What if I sleep with some other guy?
Wait, say again. The only case that... I'm not sure.
Yeah.
One second. La tuya basar chazir. Kazeh, let me use the ploni, right. So kazeh get, this is the get. One second.
Yeah.
Wait, one second. Abaye, right. Kazeh, and Rebbe, you just statement, a suit of condition, right, teaches binding, right. If he has some relations with a pony, that wouldn't be binding. Okay. All right. Ruth, you had a question?
Yes. The art scroll has a copy of a get in the back. Both in Hebrew and in English. And in the English, the three words that this translated into English is that now I have released, abandoned, and banished you.
Right.
So one gives you the sense that this is for her freedom. The other is he's causing it because of his abandonment of her. And then the banished is like the grusha part of it, that he's in command and he is the one who's initiating. Yeah.
All right. I'm looking at the document, and the last two lines. So this is
five lines up in the English, and now I have released, abandoned.
Right. Release it. Right. So what's your question?
So is this in the spirit of her freedom, or is it his initiation? He wants her to be. He's banishing her. The grusha part of it.
Yeah. In other words, He's the mover and shaker behind the get,
right?
But at the end, it could be for her benefit, it could be for his benefit. But he's the one who's the mover and shaker with the whole thing.
So this is very cleverly worded to include all. possibilities, or most.
What do you mean? In other words, the language of the get is you're totally divorced. That's the whole thing. We're talking in our Gemara where the man gives that document, but he attaches a stipulation to it.
Correct. Okay. You answered my question. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's get back now. We're back on page Dalet Amud Beis. Okay. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara said we had that according to a number of opinions, if a man says this is your get on condition that you eat chazer, so then according to Rava within Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, that is a binding Tanai. And according to Abaye within the Shita of the Chachamim, it's a binding Tanai. So the thing is, how can you make a Tanai which is going against which is in the Torah? That's what the Gemara is asking. It's Matnei Amash Ksuba Torah. That's what the Gemara thinks. In other words, so we'll see in the Gemara. So he says on line 6, V'tepikle d'matnei Amash Ksuba Torah. Why don't we say that the Tanai is not binding? Because here the man is stipulating against that which is contained in the Torah. He says, d'matnei Amash Ksuba Torah hu. It's no batel. If you stipulate against that which is in Torah, it falls by the wayside. So Amar Abada, Reid Ravika, Kimina Matna Mashatorah, it's no batel, Yon Sheirak Sudomonata. So when do we say Matna Mashatorah is batel? Let's say a man marries a woman, says, you're Makudesha to me, on condition that you have no claim for share Ksut Ona. Share is food, Ksut is clothing, and Ona is conjugal relations. So the Torah says that a wife has the right to share Ksut Ona. So he's making a Tanai against that which is in the Torah. So that Tanai falls by the wayside. He says, Zuhu ka'akar, there the man is doing everything. In other words, the man is doing the Kiddushin, and he's saying, I'm giving you this condition on condition that these, you know, promises are not, these guarantees are not in place. Aval ha'akar, ihi ka'akra. In other words, here, the man makes the Tanai. In other words, the man is doing the Tanai. She is the one who is fulfilling the Tanai. So it's a different person who's fulfilling it. And the artist who quoted, I think, from the Ritva, who wanted to say there's another aspect as well, and that is with the man, the Kiddushin and the Akira take place at the same time. So the moment that he's Makadishur, at that same moment, he's saying, I'm not obligated to share Ksufona. The same thing. Here, the man, he gives her the get on condition that you do A, B, and C, and then later on, she's going to do A, B, and C. But the point is, it's not the same thing. Here, it's the man, it's two different people, and it's not taking place at the same time. So the Gemara says, that's the way the Gemara wants to say, it's not Matnei Amash Ksuba Torah. So Maktava Ravina, Kum Ka'akra I, Elokumin L'Tanai today. Look, at the end of the day, if you say it's him and her, but whatever she's doing is just to fulfill his Tanai, so at the end of the day, self, he's the one who's really okay to have a Torah. This is you get a condition that you eat chazer. El amaravina, kiamina matne mash Torah to no batel, but shirk sivonata, divadai ka'akar. By shirk sivona, he's definitely being okay. In other words, there's no route to not be okay. This is a makadishum condition that you have no claim of shirk sivona. That's definitely okay. Aval hacha, Mika Amarla lo sagid lo akla. Did he say you have to eat the chazer? The only way to go forward is to eat the chazer. Lo teichu lo tigarish. She doesn't have to eat it, and then she doesn't have to be divorced. In other words, by the kiddushin, in other words, you're a kiddushin to me on condition there's no share ksipaona. I assume it means that she's accepting the Kiddushin, that's the way it's going. In other words, she accepts it, so the Sheikh's bonus, that's not where here by the get, here's your get, I'm accepting the get, I have to accept the get, here's your get, on condition that you eat the chazer. So I could say, you know, I'm not eating the chazer, you know what I mean? That would be the way, that's the way the Gemara would say. Let me just look and see if anybody asked you a question here in the arts for 1 second. 10 and 11.
I have a question as well.
Wait 1 second. Yeah. Well, he says here, let's just look a look. Let's see a look. Yeah. If you look at the Rashi on the fourth wide line, he says, "Debadai ka'akar shrei masar la kiddushin b'ra yish to l'chay b'kulan v'chi atni amanach l'chay b'hablei oker." But, well, that might be on the earlier part. Let me look one second. Devadai ka'akar. The Gemara takes it like the kiddushin are like chal, but he's wants to be out of the sherek sitvaona. That's matne amashik Torah. In other words, that's the way the Gemara takes it. He says over here, as soon as he betroths her in footnote 9, he becomes bound by the marital obligations. If his condition questionably uproots the law. And then, all right, that's the best I have with that. Okay, what do you want to say? Who
question, if she doesn't comply with, if she doesn't fulfill the condition, right. He has to take care of her, right? He has to fulfill his obligations to her. And yeah, would the rabbis force it? Because if he really doesn't want to marry her, he could just treat her like garbage.
No. Again, Sherek Sifaona is something that the Torah promises her.
I know.
If he wants to be Makadish her, and he says on condition that you don't have Sherek Sifaona, so then she's Makadeshet, but the whole Tanai falls by the wayside.
No, I understand. I'm actually talking about the prior Tanaim that are, you know, like Chazir, where...
The divorce case. Yeah. He says you get on condition that you eat Chazir.
Right, so if she doesn't eat Chazir, he has to continue to support her. So is that, do the rabbis enforce that? Did they enforce that?
Yeah. I'm right. A man who's married has to support his wife, right? So there would be a recourse.
You understand that he could just treat her like garbage, and then she's has nothing.
No. Again, a man has obligations.
I understand, but a man also should know better than to tell his wife, "You get your get it on if you eat chazir, or if you sleep with my father." So you know, you're talking about a certain type of human being.
Yeah. Okay. Those are two different cases. We said with the
they're still the same issue. An issue of somebody who wants to.
Yeah, with the Chazir, again, with the Chazir, we said that there's a shita to say that is a condition. But with the father, it's not.
I understand that. I'm still talking about the personality versus. All right. Then is he enforced to?
Okay.
Promise.
Why don't we give him the father? Why don't we say to him, Lord started it getting drunk and.
And then do it that way. Yeah. So I don't know. All right.
What did he say?
Yosef was saying that he means, I think, by benot lot, you meant. Yeah. Yosef was saying like the daughters of Lot got their father drunk and then they had relations with him. So why couldn't the girl, you know, get the father drunk and then there would be a way for her to do it? In other words, the Gemara says.
Father wouldn't do it.
The father wouldn't go for it, but he wants to say that maybe there's a way to kind of entice the father. All right, let's see further. So we're around 20 lines to the bottom on Pidalam of Base. So now, back in the Mishnah, we said that this is on the Mishnah you did on Sunday on Pidalam of Manala. So.
We got to take it back and give it again.
So according to the Chachamim, if a person divorces his wife and says, "You're muter to everybody except for Reuven," so that's not a good get. So let's say he gave her the get and he said that. So what should he do? He should take the get back from her and give it back to her and say, "Hare muter l'chol adam." So in other words, if he gave her a get and said, "This is your get on condition that you can marry anybody in the world except for Reuven." So according to Chachamim, it's not a good get. So but what can he do now to remedy the situation? So he'll take the get back and say, "Hey, Gitech, this is your get." He says, right, I'm sorry, Areyat Muter L'chol Adam, right. He'll say, Areyat Muter L'chol Adam. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So Montano, who's, now the other way would be just to say, Areyat Muter L'chol Adam. Who is the Tana who says that he has to take the get back and say it? So Man Tana, so Amar Chizkiya, Reb Shimon Elazar, it's the Tana Reb Shimon Elazar. The Tanya, we had this earlier Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Achit Lamei Menav Yasur V'Yitnenu Lav Yomar La Hegi Teich. So if you remember, maybe we'll turn back to Ayin Chedem and Aleph. Turn back to Ayin Chedem and Aleph 78a. If you remember, the Gemara had said, let's say a person said, here's your shtar chov, and then it turns out to be a get. Or you know, he turns around towards her and she pulls it out from his belt, and it's not a get till he says hey giteich. So then the Gemara said, so the Gemara quoted a brisa. It said, "Tani Amar la can see shtar chov zeh. Take this IOU note. Oshishlafto miacharav, or she, or he like turns himself around." Kra'ato, she reads it, and it's for get. It's not a get till he says, this is your get. He has to identify it. Shimon Lazar says he's got to take it back and say, hey, giteh. Rebbe just says he should say, hey, giteh. In other words, he says, in Shtar Chov, he says, no, hey, giteh. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, man Tana, Amar Chizki, Shimon Lazar, he. So the Tana of our Mishnah is Reb Shimon Elazar. The Tani Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Ad Shidlenu Himena, V'yas Rabbi Yenenu La, V'yomer La, Hei Giteich. If he said, this is your Shtar Chov, and she reasons to get, he's got to take it back and say, this is your get. Reb Yochanan Omar, Afilu Tema Rebbe. Reb Yochanan says, you can even say that our Mishnah is, you know, can be construed and conformed to the opinion of Rebbe. So Rebbe says, by the Shtar Chov, he just says, say, Giteich. But here he'll say, you have to take it back. Dilchon Amar, Shani ha'chahul cannot tell me pasel b'lo kuhuna. So dilchon means like yours. It means talking about Rav Kahana. In other words, like Rav Kahana made aliyah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So this is Rav Yochanan speaking, and Rav Kahana became a Talmud. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan is saying, afilu tema Rebbe, dilchon amar, yours, meaning Rav Kahana said, shani ha'chah, in this case, it's different than the case with the Shtar Chov, hul kunato li pasel bo le kuhuna. That he she already acquired the get in a way to passel her for kuna. In other words, it's going to come out that if she received this get, which she did here, where he said, this is your get, you're permitted to everybody except for Ploni, the get has legal implications for her. And the legal implications are that whatever else happens, now she can never marry a Kohen. Can never marry a Kohen. Our Mishnah's case, right? So she can never marry a Kohen. That being the case, there was like an effective Mithira of the get, but it's not what we want it to be. So he's got to take it back and make a new Mithira and say, Harei Amuteret L'Kol Adam. Let's see the Rashi on this. Let's see the Rashi. He says, Shani Hacha, around the 20th narrow line. Okay, midway down, or a little above midway in the narrow line. Shani Hacha. She acquired it the first time around to pass her for kuna. If he doesn't take it back, his amira would not be enough to correct the situation. In other words, she already was zocha in this get, you know, subject to the first tanai, and we tear to everybody except for Ploni. In the first case, there was no zakut for it. So she's acquired the get for some halakhic purposes. So therefore, he's got to take it back and give it to her again and say, Harei Amun Tera Bekol Adam.
Because the question
is, yeah. Right. We're within the Chachamim. We're clearly within the Chachamim. Right. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. Now, the Mishnah also said on the Beza Mar Aleph, the Mishnah said, "Ketavo b'tocho." Even in, let's say he wrote in the get that you're permissible to everybody except for Ploni, and this again within the Shita L'Chachamim, Av Mishachazar Mechako. Even if they erased it afterwards, the get is still pasul because the get was written with this. It has to be written without this Tanai, and once it's written with the Tanai, it's going downhill. Okay. Within the sheet of the Chachamim.
Rabbi Eliezer
would
say in that case.
Rabbi Eliezer is fine with it, okay, but within the sheet of the Chachamim. Okay, so this is Afmisha Chazar Mechako Pasol. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Kitavo B'mat B'toko, Amar Ab Tzapra, Kitabo b'toko tanan. So Rav Safra says, Kitabo b'toko tanan. If he wrote the tanai in the get, then the get is history. But if he just merely made an oral statement and said, you know, even when it, before it was being given, let's say the get is being written, and he said, it is my intent to give it to her, and she's permitted to everybody except for Ploni, then there is no problem with that. And then he'll give her the get and say, you're Muter L'Kol Adam, it'd be fine. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Kitabo B'toko Tanan. The Gemara, isn't that obvious? The Mishnah says, if he wrote it, they got a problem. And so if you didn't write it, you don't have a problem. So Ma'u D'Tema, I might have thought, had Rav Safra not made his statement, Hanimil L'Achar HaTorah, I would have thought that there's no problem if he makes the oral statement. In other words, he's present, the Edom are present, and the Sofer is present. And the Sofer is writing the get. If he made the oral statement that I want her to be permissible to everybody except for Ploni, after the Torah was written. So the Torah is the part of the get that has all the specifics, like the date, the names, the parties, and things like that. The Tofus is the boilerplate. So if he made the statement after the Torah was written, I would think he's okay. But if he makes the statement before the Torah was written, I would have thought that even Baal Peh, it's Pasul. And Rashi says, six lines from the bottom, that's the Ikar get. That's the main essence of the get. And it's being written for that reason. Everything's Pasul, so Kamash Malan. So what Rav Safra is teaching me is, no, that the written statement I got a problem with, but the oral statement, you're okay. All right? No. Yeah, he says, Rav Safra is saying, I only have a problem if it's written in the get. If he makes an oral statement, I don't have a problem. So at any point, if he makes an oral statement, I don't have a problem. So that's Rav Safra's chiddush. The Rav Amar, let's see back in the Gemara in Small Dalit, the Rav Amar, Lo Shanu El Achar HaTorah. Rav says, that which we rejected just a minute ago, Rav says is indeed the halacha, that there's no problem if he makes a statement after the Torah has been written. Avalofnei HaTorah, but if he makes a statement before the Torah has been written, Afilu Al Pen Ami Pasul. Laaz the Rav Latame, Rav follows his shita, the Amar Lehu Rav Lanau de Karfi Gite, Rav said to the people who would write Gittin, Shitako Shtuke the Baal, at the Karpitu Le the Torah of the Gita. Silence the Baal till you write the Torah. Because if he makes a statement when the Torah is written, we have problems. Okay? So again, we're focusing on the Shita of the Chachamim. And if the husband makes an oral statement when the get is being written, that it's his intent that the wife should only be divorced if she marries Ploni. So if that's written in the get, that's history. And if he says at the time the get is given, it's a problem, according to Chachamim. But what if he makes the statement when the get is being written, that it should be that way? So according to Rav Safra, no problem. According to Rava, if he makes a statement before the Torah is written, we've got a problem. All right. Now, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the Braisa. Kol Hatzanayim Poslim Beget Divrei Rebbe. Now we'll see in the Gemara, Rebbe holds that any stipulation that's written in a get passes the get. And we'll see why in a minute. He says, and part of it's going to be under about a level. He says, "V'chachamim omrim kol sheposel al peh posel bechtav." Come and say, if the stipulation would be something that would possibly get, if it was orally stated, that passes if it's written writing. "V'kol she'ein posel al peh no posel bechtav." Chutz sheposel al peh. So chutz, in other words, if he gives a get and he says you're permissible to everybody except for Reuven, that passes al peh. So that's posel bechtav. That apostles, if he writes that in the get, that apostles it as well. He says, Almanad, she'ino posel al peh. So Almanad, let's say he says, this is your get on condition, you give me $1,000. So that doesn't apostle the get al peh. So ino posel b'ktav, that doesn't apostle it if it's in writing. Okay, that's let's go slowly with this. See, so that's the shita of the chachamim. So we have to figure out Rebbe, though. Rebbe says, all the time are posel. So Am Rebbe Zera, Machloket lefnei Torah. So Rebbe Zera says the machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim is the Almanat the Rebbe Rabbanim Shekatfa lefnei Torah. If he writes the condition before the Torah, the Rebbe Savar Gazrin Almanat Atu Chutz. In other words, if he puts in the get, you're divorced to every, you're muteret to everybody except for Ploni. That definitely is a kiss of death. So as an extension of that, Rebbe holds that almanat also I shouldn't put in. Any almanat I shouldn't put in. In other words, I want to avoid this. In other words, I have a big problem with the person who says you muteret to everybody except for Ploni, because it gets not good. So Rebbe holds, as an extension for that, I don't want any tanaim written in the get. Right. Nowhere. So, well, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. Surely before the Torah. The Torah is the Ikar. He says, the Rebbe Sabri goes, you're not almanat atu chutz. Rabbanan Sabri, logos, you're not almanat atu chutz. Come and say, we're not going to make that sushtel. Aval, achar ha-toref. But if the condition is written after the Torah, Dibriya call kasher. Everybody holds it's kasher. Okay? So he says, umanitin de katani. So in our Mishnah, when it says kitavo, that he wrote it in the get, in other words, he wrote in the get, you know, chutz, vukimna, the chutz. So we said, the Mishnah is talking about chutz, of almanat, lopasiel. And we said that if he would have said almanat, meaning almanat that you marry Ploni, it's not possible. So I could say, in other words, in the Mishnah, I have a case that chutz is pasul, but almanat is kosher. So when the Mishnah says that he wrote this in the get, chutz leploni, where in the get did he write it? For the Torah or after the Torah? So I could say, I could say he wrote it before the Torah, for Rabbanan. And our Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim. So our Chachamim hold that if you write almanat, you're fine. Amenan, it's fine for the Torah. The Ibay Neima Lachara Torah, or I could say our mission is talking about he wrote chutz after the Torah, but the Debrei Kol. Everybody holds that Amenat there is fine. The Rava Amar, Rava says, Machlok Lachara Torah. Rava says the Machlok, the Rebbe Lachachamim, is when it's written after the Torah. The Rebbe Sabar Gazrin and Akhilithnea Torah. Rebbe holds my main concern is before the Torah. But I'm going to extend it out after the Torah. Rabbanan Savri, lo gazrina not to the Pnei Torah. And we're not going to extend it from the Pnei Torah. Well, the Pnei Torah, divrei kol pasul. So in this ukimta, everybody holds before the Torah, you're going down, no matter what you write. Umanita the ktani ktavo, ukimta b'chutz, umanat lo pasil, achara Torah v'rabbanan bi. So then without ukimta, you'd have to say, our mission is talking about that it's after the Torah and it's pointing sheets like Chachamim. All right, now, yeah, all right. Not tonight. Now, all right. Now, let me just do this a little bit. Now we had about Harezig Yitech Amanash Tuch B'Sar Chazir. So Shabbai says that a man divorces his wife because she is poor, can get his valid, and the condition is dismissed. Not possible. To Yippur, the Pitora. So the Beis Aharon asks why the condition of the Yippur is considered an impossibility. He wants to say, I could be mix the pork in with kosher meat and then I'll have beetle. So why do we assume? All right. Okay, 1 second. So he says, in the event that a piece of pork misses with two pieces of similar looking kosher meat, the pork is boxed up a row, nullified the majority of kosher pieces. Okay. He says, and it is permitted to eat the mixture of meat. In the Ask the Beis Aharon cite several authorities contained it's biblically forbidden for one to deliberately nullify non-kosher meat by mixing with kosher. And it was aim about the Nisra Khatibas, I think Mike was saying. Therefore, although pork is batel when it mixes with the majority of kosher meat. Since forbidden for one to deliberately nullify the pork, Abai considers the condition which is halakhically impossible for the wife to fulfill. Alternatively, the Minchas Tein answers that even if the wife is permitted to nullify the pork and then eat it, she would not be able to fulfill the condition. He explains that nullified pork is no longer considered as pork, and therefore she does not fulfill the condition to eat pork, like eat pork which is mixed with all the meat and is halakhically nullified. In other words, if the pork is batel, it doesn't have the shame chazer anymore. In other words, if I take chazer and mix it with all this kosher meat, so am I eating chazer? It's bata, so not eating chazer. So that's the way. Okay, let me end the recording and then we'll take it from there. 1 second.